cans aren't bear proof, but what you could do is put a ratchet strap, not a bungee, not a piece of twine, but a ratchet strap that you can buy pretty inexpensively, and you can make that can almost bear proof. It'll slow them down or it'll stop them and make the bears move on. You know, that's one of the things people like to see wildlife, but you don't want to see them hanging out in your yard. You don't want to see them scattering garbage all over.
How is this year stacked up to others in terms of the amount of encounters people have had with bears in Ketchikan?
You know, this is has pretty good bear density all over southern southeast, and Reveille Island has good bear numbers. We have a few bears that come through town, and we want them to just keep moving on through.
People in southeast are quite used to either seeing bears or seeing or encountering them on trails or on the other islands. What should a person do if they see one?
If you see a bear, just stop, make yourself known, make some noise, make some human noises, you know, talk or yell or raise your arms, make yourself visible if you're obscured off to the side of the trail. Pretty much these black bears are going to move away. They don't want to have any more encounter with you than you want to have with them.
One of the things I was curious about in terms of southeast. Again, we don't have them on Revilla, but there are brown bears in southeast on other islands. Why is it that the brown bears never made it to Revilla and yet they made it to other islands?
No, there are brown bears on Revilla, just not as many. And we have them all the way around us on the mainland, the Cleveland. We've had them in White River, close to town.
One of the things you had come in to talk about, we were kind of chuckling around the station when we had talked about it, but it's safety around deer. What sorts of things should people be cautioned about?
Well, I'll tell you that we've got more deer around town with the two or three mild winters that we've had now. We have more deer in town and in southern southeast than we've had in the last 13 to 15 years. We've had more deer vehicle collisions than we've had in many, many years. That's the other thing. People should be cautious. You know, if you see a deer on the side of the road as you're driving, slow down. Give them a little break so you'll be ready if they do dart in front of the cars. You know, you could prevent a collision. You could prevent you from going off the road and somebody getting hurt. We've had people call with deer in their yard that seemed, they called it aggressive, but really deer are just trying to move around and find food sources. They might get a little agitated if they're cornered. They just want a place to escape, so give them plenty of room. And this week, starting this week, all the way through November is the breeding period, the rutting period for deer. So, you know, they're more likely to be aggressive now as opposed to the rest of the year. They're pushing around, they're fighting with other deer, other bucks. And so if you were to get in the middle of something like that or encounter a deer that was fired up, you know, maybe just got out of a fight or something like that, you want to give them plenty of room. Don't try to run them out of the yard this time of year. You might have one turn around and kick at you.
What should people do when they want to dispose of a carcass, rather than just drop it off at a trailhead? Hunters should be
responsible with their deer carcasses after they bone them out, take the edible meat off. You know, one of the things you see is that a few hunters take their carcasses out to the ends of the road and dump them. What they should do is take them to the end of the road up at the top of the hill at the landfill. The landfill will gladly take them. They'll dispose of them just like any of the other biodegradable foods. The end of the road or, you know, off the side of the road is not the place to dispose of deer carcasses.
I imagine that would attract bears, and then people's pets would get into them. It probably has all sorts of ramifications.
For all those reasons, yeah. Don't do it.
For both bear and deer, like you said, we're getting into deer season here, and bears may be not as visible anymore. But what sorts of is it year round that people should be concerned? You know, when you're hiking out in the Tongass, people say in the wintertime, oh, the bears are hibernating. But I suspect that that's not always the case.
Like I say, just make sure your garbage is secured. one of the misconceptions is that when people have bears getting into their garbage or getting into their neighbor's garbage that they call fish and game, we have no jurisdiction for garbage. That's either a Ketchikan police or a trooper issue. And people can be cited for not securing their garbage. So it's not something that the enforcement takes lightly. You're endangering your family, your neighbors by leaving attractants out and allowing bears to become what we call food conditioned. But other than that, just enjoy being in a place where you can see bears, you can see deer and other wildlife, close to Ketchikan here, and just be safe around it.